So we're going to start this morning with a presentation moderated by Becky Diffin on joint venture and joint development agreements. Becky, I'm sure many of y'all know, but is a partner here at the Austin office of Norton Rose Fulbright, where she focuses her practice on mergers and acquisitions, project development, and tax equity financings of renewable energy, energy storage, power generation, and transmission projects. She also has experience advising clients on Texas regulatory law. Becky has over 20 years of experience in renewable energy, in the renewable energy industry, and previously worked as a utility-scale wind power developer. She's been recognized by Chambers, and Chambers USA was honored as the 2021 Law 360 Project Finance MVP, and in 2019 was named the C3 Law and Finance Award winner by the Department of Energy. Becky is a graduate of Carleton College and earned her JD right here at UT School of Law, where she served as the editor-in-chief of the Texas Journal of Oil, Gas, and Energy Law, and now teaches a seminar on renewable energy law as an adjunct professor. So welcome, Becky. We also have with us today Rachel Crouch. Rachel is a senior counsel with AES Clean Energy, the AES Corporation's U.S. clean energy business. Her practice is focused on renewable energy financings and other transactions. At AES, Rachel advises her in-house clients in connection with the development, financing, and execution of solar, wind, and hydrogen projects. Prior to joining AES, Rachel graduated, she practiced law at Norton Rose Fulbright in Washington, D.C. as a member of the firm's project finance group. She began her legal career as a clerk for the Honorable Allison Duncan on the Fourth Circuit and is a graduate of Harvard Law School. And last but not least, as a fellow Fordham alum, happy to present Daniel Keyes virtually. Daniel is a member of the business development team focusing on utility scale wind, solar, and storage acquisitions, development partnerships, and project commercialization. He has worked for Clearway and its predecessor company, NRG, for over 9 years and has led or supported transactions that have added 2.4 gigawatts of new or repowered operational capacity to the grid. In recent years, he has focused on expanding Clearway's development footprint in PJM. And prior to Clearway, he worked in the Power and Renewables Investment Banking Group at Bank of America, Merrill Lynch. As I mentioned, BA from in finance from Fordham, and splits his time between San Francisco and LA. So thank you, everybody, and I'll turn it over to you, Becky.
Great. Thanks, Matt. I want to echo my thanks, first of all, to all of y'all who made it in. It looks to me like very few of the Austin people made it in, but everybody from out of town is here. So welcome to the out-of-towners and to all the Austin people that are at home. Welcome on Zoom. I also just want to really thank the UTCLE staff, because to pivot this last minute and what they've done and being able to have half the people on Zoom and half of us up here is really remarkable. We have been coming to this conference for a very, very long time and was super bummed last year when we had to go virtual the last minute. So was really glad we were able to at least see some people in person. So thank you to the UT staff for that. I've been bugging the planning committee for a couple years. I do a lot of M&A in the renewable energy industry, and I've been talking about purchase agreements and stuff up here for a long time. But I've really kept saying, can we please do a session on joint ventures? Because more and more, we are just seeing them come up in so many different contexts. And no matter what aspect of the industry you're in, you likely, if you haven't already, will be coming upon joint ventures. And they may not always be called a joint venture. Sometimes it's a joint development agreement as opposed to a joint venture. Sometimes it's actually a tax equity deal, which, believe it or not, is actually a joint venture. It just has really fancy tax provisions and the sponsor has no leverage. But so pretty much everybody in the industry in some way, shape, or form is dealing with JVs. But we're going to talk about a few different types today and some of the key provisions that we see. And so I wanted to have, obviously, I have outside counsel perspective. I invited Rachel to join me so we could have in-house counsel perspective. Dan is not a lawyer, and I promised him, I know he's not here in person, but I promised him we would not scare him with a room full of lawyers. But I actually think having that commercial perspective is really important because you really do have to partner as lawyers and commercial folks when you do these kinds of deals. So to kick us off, I wanted to ask each of Rachel and Dan, if you just want to introduce yourself briefly about how what your company is doing and how you show up in the JV space. Rachel, you want to go first?
Sure. Just echo the thanks for inviting me to the conference and this panel. Looking forward to talking about this.